It seems like most everyone in the world that we live in today questions the authority of something. The world we live in today, we question almost everything, don't we? We question even sometimes the church. And that's not that much different, really, than the world that Jesus lived in. In the world that Jesus lived in, as we read Mark's gospel today, we will read about the questioning of authority. And authority is a big part of this scripture. Jesus, in his time, certainly questioned his culture. And in our scripture today, the people recognize that he is talking about a new way to live their lives. So let's read Mark, beginning with chapter 1, verse 21. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught as one having authority and not as the scribes. And just then there was in the synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying with a loud voice, came out of him. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once, his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. The word of God for the people of God. This past few weeks since Christmas, we've been talking about faith, hope, and the force. We've been comparing and contrasting the story that runs throughout the Star Wars movies with the beginning of Jesus' gospel. And today, we are looking at the first miracle that happens in the book of Mark. Jesus, in this miracle, casts out a demon. He goes into the synagogue on the Sabbath, and suddenly standing before him is this man who the scriptures say is possessed. And scholars debate all the time about exactly what possession means. And we don't know. We don't know exactly what that was. What we can say that pretty much all the scholars agree on is that this man who Jesus confronts is not supposed to be there. Because of whatever it is that is wrong with him, he has been cast out of the synagogue. So he's not supposed to be there. He's been cast out of the community. This is a man who had been completely shunned. This is a man whose family had turned their back on him. No one would have even looked at this man in the world that they were living in that day. So what is it that Jesus does in healing this man? When you break it down to the basics, he accepts this man and welcomes him back into the community. He demonstrates that the old rules do not apply anymore in this new kingdom of God, which is here now, which is coming, as he says in Mark's gospel. Jesus heals this man and restores him to the community, and he shows everyone that even those of you who have sinned and fallen short are accepted in God's community. God loves you no matter who you are or where you come from. This man is healed, and his life completely changes that day. It's like he's healed, and now he's going to have a happy ending. And when I thought about the way this scripture's laid out, I thought about the happy ending in Return of the Jedi. The happy ending is very different in Return of the Jedi. Those of you who have not seen the film, let me explain it a little bit. This is Luke Skywalker, the young guy who's in the front of the picture. And the man in the back is Darth Vader. He's been the bad guy in the first three films. Okay, and what is Darth Vader to Luke? Who knows? Who can tell me? His father. Darth Vader, that is his son, Luke. And in that movie, there's a happy ending because Luke Skywalker believes that his father can be redeemed. He believes that there is still good in his father, and he saves his father. His father dies, but does not die as a villain. His father dies having been redeemed. Okay? All because his son recognized that there was good in him. This movie had a happy ending. I'm going to ask you something. Do you think that you could do something like that as a disciple of Jesus? Could you forgive someone who has hurt you and help them to come back and be a part of the community? Could you go out into the world and see people that are on the margins of society and help them find their way back into the community of people? Could you help a sick person find a way to minister to someone else? Could you help a homeless person understand that they have value and help them find a way to minister to others? Could you question the order of things in the world that you live in and say, maybe the world has got it wrong. Maybe these people at the margins of society do have something to contribute. How can we bring them back into the community? Because, folks, that is exactly what Jesus was doing in the synagogue that day. He was saying, everything that you've learned, the society that you live in is wrong. Actually, God loves everyone. Not just those of you who are wealthy and in charge. Not just the religious leaders. Jesus was going around and questioning authority. The authority of the temple. He was questioning the authority of the Jewish leaders. He was questioning the authority of the priests who kept the relationship with God between them and didn't allow the people to have a relationship with God. Jesus was questioning who the world said was holy and who the world said was untouchable. Jesus was questioning it all. No wonder they were upset with him about where his authority came from, because Jesus accepted everyone as a gift of God with gifts and talents that they needed to have the opportunity to share with others. With gifts and talents that would help make the world a more fair society, that would help build the kingdom of God. Jesus goes to the synagogue to worship and teach. The people were astounded by his teaching. Not only was he teaching a new interpretation of these scriptures that they were reading, he was teaching with authority. The authority was not from the existing power structures of the world that they lived in that day. And that's why they questioned him. From the way he taught, the people knew absolutely he was not like the scribes that they regularly heard when they came to the synagogue. He was teaching differently than the present authoritarian structures that they were living under. It was completely different. And his teaching wasn't the only thing that raised questions for the Pharisees, because he came in on the Sabbath. And all good Jews know you're not supposed to do any work on the Sabbath. Well, healing someone and restoring them to the community is definitely work. So obviously they were upset with him because he was doing that on a day when you're not supposed to work. They, of course, questioned where his authority came from, because the scribes and Pharisees knew their authority came from God. Where's this authority coming from that you're talking about, Jesus? And you know, the truth is that God sent Jesus to change all of this. God sent Jesus to help connect people, not to the synagogue, not to the priests, not to the religious leaders, but to God. Connect people directly with God, to help people understand that God loves everyone and that everyone has value in God's eyes. Jesus' authority came from God. His authority came so that he could free people from this social structure that they were living under. Jesus' authority was given to him, and he shared that authority with everyone he met. Jesus came to teach, to heal, to free the prisoners from our chains. And I'm not just talking about people who were locked up in jail. I'm talking about chains, ideological chains, mental chains that hold people back, emotional chains, spiritual chains. All of these chains are oppressive chains that misinterpret God's love. That's what they all are. The sermon title today is "The Force is Strong with This One." Who knows who said that in the Star Wars movies? Darth Vader did say that. They said Yoda. Maybe Yoda did say that. In the early service, they were mixed up. Yoda would have said it backwards. That's right. "With this one, the force is strong," is what he would have said. But Darth Vader said the force is strong with this one when he was talking about his son, Luke, who in the movie helped him to be redeemed. And that memory for me, having seen the film, jumped out at me when I was reading this scripture, because that is exactly what the people were saying about Jesus. The force is strong with this one. I mean, he is completely different. He's teaching with a new authority. He had a new force, a new mandate that he was going around teaching everyone, saying this person is not untouchable. This person is holy, just like you. And he was restoring people to the community and telling everyone that they had value and worth. And there are other parallels too. Star Wars is a cosmic drama. That's what it is, okay? It takes place, you know, across a long span of time. And I think the story of Jesus is also a cosmic drama. Think about it. The mission that we have been given is to proclaim how a special boy, his name was Jesus, born in a desert locale, born in Bethlehem of Galilee, came and became the hope of the world for all of us. And in this series of movies called Star Wars, Luke also comes from a desert planet. And as a young boy, that desert planet, by the way, is named Tatooine. I don't know if anyone else knows that. He came from a desert planet, and he came and redeemed the bad evil that was going on in the world, ended up redeeming his own father, and he became the hope of the galaxy. Now, for those of you who know the Star Wars movies, you're following along with me. The rest of you are going, But in the end, in these movies, Luke saves his father and becomes the new hope for the galaxy. And there is in Jesus a new hope for the world. Jesus, the Son of God, was sent to die so that we too, no matter our sins, no matter where we come from, no matter what our shortcomings are, Jesus becomes the new hope for us all. And that hope is not ever going to burn out. It's not ever going to die. as long as you, the new disciples of Jesus, keep building the kingdom, restoring people at the margins of society back to the community, bringing them the understanding that God loves them and they have value and they have worth. That is our task and how we keep the hope of the world alive. Amen.